With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. We told you yesterday about the Jarrett Prairie Center Museum near Byron in Ogle County. The 4,000-square-foot museum is devoted to education about the history and preservation of the prairie habitat. Mark Herman with the Byron Forest Preserve District says the rare plot of prairie there is a focal point of the experience.
We had these gorgeous windows overlooking the prairie and a spectacular view, and we built the exhibit so it doesn't block the windows. We have glass display cases that you can see through, and it's part of the experience is to go, wow, everywhere you look, there's prairie all around you. And then it explains what a prairie is. It explains how prairies have changed. It explains that prairie land made excellent farmland, and with the good job and the success of Midwest agriculture has pretty much eliminated prairie grass, because up until recently, they didn't realize that it was an ecosystem that needed to be saved. It was something to be utilized, and it had such great soil under it that that's why we have such good farms. But anywhere you see corn and soybeans growing today used to be prairie. We owe a lot to the prairie, and it's part of our local heritage that we should take advantage of knowing more about.
While much of the museum is comprised of indoor exhibits, the outdoor prairie plot might provide the best educational opportunity.
In the dead of winter, everything is brown, shades of gold and brown and tan. It's a beautiful, you see the grass waving in the wind. It's at its peak. All the seeds have pretty much been let go, and there's no flowers out there. We do prescribe burns to burn off the old growth, and it helps fight the invasive species a bit. Then come spring, you're going to have lush green. It'll look like Ireland. And then you'll start seeing the first flowers or forbs will start to bloom. And different flowers bloom at different levels at different times of the year. So if you come every 2 weeks, you're going to see a different type of flower blooming. And they generally bloom in mass. You'll have several of the same kind blooming. And as the prairie continues to grow and get taller and taller, you'll start seeing migratory birds coming down. A lot of birds that you don't see anymore, bobolinks and a lot of meadowlarks and different types of grassland species birds that are only found in prairies and need them for nesting and for food. The prairie will then, by summertime, will be 6 to 8 feet tall, depending on how much rain we get. And you'll have a really tall, lush prairie out here with everything blooming. And then come fall, you'll have another set of flowers as the weather starts to get cold. You'll see asters and a lot of goldenrods and a lot of yellow types of flowers that are going to be blooming. And then once frost hits, it goes back down to the brown and gold again, and then the cycle starts over. Different times of the year, it's going to look completely different. And I always tell people you should come back every few weeks because the change is dramatic.
The Jarrett Prairie Center Museum was completely renovated in 2016. There is no admission fee. For more information, visit ByronForestPreserve.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.